Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody needs one night to go out in style. Try on a little spotlight for a little while. I'm talking fancy where the food ain't fast. Two forks, two knives, Bud Light and glass. Rent us a car, show up late, valet the track. Credit on my cards, money in the bank, at least for tonight. Keeping my shades on inside, all dressed in black. I heard he talked Timberlake. Cause I'm smooth when I move. I'm out of my league but confident. I've had high life but not like this. A good old boy can get used to keeping my shades on inside. All dressed in black. Escalades and cases. Yeah, baby. Cadillac is black. We ain't on the list. We on the list. When you look like this and you walk like that. Skip the line. Baby, don't look back. Tonight we high class.
Welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. On the show today, we have super talented singer-songwriter Alexandria Korn joining us. We'll talk with Alexandria about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And considering I don't have my best friend slash co-host slash thorn in my side, Emily with me. Let's go ahead and welcome the incredibly talented Miss Alexandria Korn to the show. Hey, Alexandria.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Been busy, you know. But thank you so much for having me on today. I'm very excited.
Well, thanks for taking a little time out of your schedule to fit us in today.
Oh, no problem. It's such an honor.
I like to start off every interview with the same two questions. First off, introduce yourself and just tell the listeners how you got into this whole music thing in the first place.
My name is Alexandria Korn. I am a country singer, songwriter. And, oh, gosh, I've been in love with music since I could speak. I've been doing it for a while. I started singing when I was about maybe 13, taking it seriously at least. I really started getting into more musical theater, and I went to college for musical theater. And I graduated with a theater degree and also communication. So, you know, it's helped me a lot. And then, you know, about 5 years ago, I actually went to Nashville and I attended the CMI Awards. So spent a nice week out there and I fell in love with it. I love everything about Nashville. So, you know, I was kind of inspired to just, you know, try, get a little bit more, you know, do some more, a little bit country flair. Because I was already doing pop music, so, yeah, so I traveled to Nashville, and that kind of made me fall in love with it. And now I'm just, you know, writing constantly, and I'm working with a whole team in Nashville. I'm currently in L.A. I live in Los Angeles. I just moved out here about, it's been about a year and a couple months, so still kind of new. But, yeah, just working hard, making it happen. But it's been great.
That's
it really has. It's been fun.
That's awesome. Now, you mentioned two of my favorite cities in this entire world. I love L.A., and, of course, I love Nashville. I mean,
yeah.
Like I was telling you off air, I don't live that far from Nashville. So
yeah.
I actually have a family up there that lives about 10 minutes outside the city. So I go up there just whenever humanly possible.
Yeah. I know. I hear Nashville very close to everything.
Yeah, it's just it's like I said, one of my favorite cities in this entire world.
Mm-hmm. It is amazing.
Yes, it is, and I'm a big music fan myself. So just me and Nashville,
you're in the right place.
If that makes sense.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, Music City.
Yeah, and you mentioned also that you're currently living out in LA right now.
Yes,
I was I believe 2013, I was actually there.
Okay.
I have a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. I saw the five out in LA. If you can believe this, we did five stadiums in 5 days, if you can believe that.
Wow, that is unreal. How cool, though. I bet you loved it.
Yeah, we traveled all the way up from Northern California all the way up in Oakland.
Oh, okay. Oh,
all the way to... All the way to... We ended up in L.A. We did Oakland, San Francisco, San Diego, and L.A.
Wow.
It was great.
How nice. Even just that drive,
you know.
Yeah, just that drive up the coast, down the coast. I did that a couple months ago. I did that, and it is just the best road trip. I advise everyone to do that if they can. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And we actually flew into L.A., I drove up to Oakland, Yosemite National Park, actually, which is the most gorgeous place on the face of this earth.
Oh, it is.
That's the most gorgeous place ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. So we did that, and I just love L.A.
Yeah,
L.A.
is great. L.A. It's great.
I hope to get back out there someday. I don't know when that's going to be.
Yeah,
but,
definitely.
But,
yeah, come on.
I want to talk about your music for just a second.
Okay.
You recently released your new single, "Say It Again."
Yeah.
And I kind of want to, I always enjoy doing this, I kind of want to pick your songwriting brain for a second if I can.
Of course.
um, uh, I'm always interested to know what a singer songwriter's songwriting process is. Like, do you start with like a hook first, melody? What do you start with?
Yeah, I think it's definitely different for everyone. I've talked to so many different writers in Nashville, in LA, in New York, and there isn't a right or a wrong way. And I think when I was younger, and I mean, it still is difficult, but I'm finding my own way of doing it. But, I was always like, do I do the verse? Do I write the chorus? Do I do the title? And there isn't a wrong way. It's pretty much, whatever comes to your mind at that time and what you're thinking. But we wrote Say It Again. I wrote it with two other writers in Nashville, brilliant writers, Jillian and Ashley. And, they were in Nashville. I was back in New York. So we were writing this over Skype. We had a Skype session. And, we were sitting there and, we were just throwing out ideas. What do we want to write about? I was in a very good, happy, relationship-y kind of mood. So I was like, well, I'm feeling something happy. I'm feeling like a little love story, Let's run with it. So, we were just talking, and one of us said something, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but the other writer was like, yes, that's it. Like, say that again. Keep saying that. And then all of a sudden, we were just like, wait, say it again. There it is. That's our title. Let's do it. So we're kind of just, bouncing off ideas and really, really listening to what the other person is saying. I think that's the biggest advice I could give someone, and that's what my writer told me. You just have to be very observant. Listen to every detail that someone is saying because, that could be your next song right there. And that's kind of how Say It Again came to play.
That's awesome. That's pretty cool. I wanted to go back to something you said earlier, and it kind of sparked a question in my mind. I asked this of most of my guests. What is the best advice you've ever been given, whether it's in your professional life or your personal life?
The best advice I've ever been given definitely is, I know for me, and I know a lot of people can relate to this, moving away from home, I moved at a pretty young age. I mean, even starting college, students who are coming out of high school and going to college and going far away, or even if they're only a couple miles away, you're still leaving your family, you're still leaving what you know, and you're just, you're experiencing new things. The best advice I could give, and this is what my mentor told me and my writer, and just always remember where you came from. I think a lot of people, they don't, or they tend to forget. They really do. And, you really just have to remember where you came from and always carry that humbleness with you, no matter what happens, no matter what you're doing in life. And just go for it. You really have nothing to lose. Just go for what you want and, what your heart wants. Just always be humble, and that'll carry you a very, very long way.
That's very good advice. another question I had for you. This is kind of a fun, quirky kind of get to know you type thing. What music are you currently listening to right now?
I am really, really big right now into Maren Morris. I love her.
I love Maren Morris.
She is so cool. Her style is just.
She is.
I love her voice.
Just Maren Morris doesn't care. That's
no.
The best way I can describe her. That chick doesn't care.
She doesn't. She really doesn't. And I love that about her. I love that she's just throwing herself out there and doing her thing, and it's awesome. I love it. I'm really, really digging her music. I actually just listened to her EP or her whole album. Sorry, a couple weeks ago, and I love it. I love all her music. So I'm really big into her now. I really like Maddie and Tay. I've always loved them. They're very, very cute.
You're speaking my language at this point. I'm a big supporter of the women in country music. Love them all. I love Cam, Maddie, and Tay, Rand Morris, like you said. But and I'm gonna tell off on myself here. If you flip through my playlist on my phone, I'll have things.
Oh yeah.
I'll be listening to a Tim McGraw's "Humble and Kind." Love that song. And then the next second it'll flip over to Eminem, "Lose Yourself." That's just.
That is exactly how mine is on my phone. I have so many just crazy different songs, you know. But you gotta be like that.
You know, I like to describe it as this. My music tastes range from "Oh my God, you need to hear this," to "Please don't judge me for this."
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I mean, I think it's just all about what kind of mood you're in. I'm really big into Spotify right now.
Exactly.
I just got a Spotify account, and I love that. I love it.
It's great, isn't it?
Cool. It's cool how you can search the moods and what you're feeling. Because I'm so about that. If I'm sad, I want to listen to Taylor Swift.
Another kind of fun question I've got for you, and I ask all my guests this because if I don't, a person that thought it up will probably kill me. Since you've been into music for a lot of years, if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you? And what would it be?
If I could change one thing, I would definitely change. I would want to move out to Nashville, actually, instead of LA. I actually am moving out to Nashville, though, in May. I just broke that news a couple weeks ago. But I do wish I moved out there sooner, or just moved out there maybe instead of LA. You know, at the time I didn't really know, you know, what genre I was kind of going for, but I am very happy. You know, don't get me wrong. I'm very happy that, you know, everything happens for a reason, and it led me here, and you know, I'm working it out here, and I have a great band, and I'm really making it work. But I do. I would have loved to go to Nashville sooner.
Right.
But anything
right.
else?
That makes sense,
you know,
though. I mean,
you know, yeah. But nothing else, really. You know, I'm a big believer of everything happens for a reason, and you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever direction you know God wants to push me in, that's the way I'm going. So.
Right. Exactly. And that kind of leads me to my next question. That if you weren't a singer, what would you be doing right now?
Oh, that's a good one. I actually love horses. I'm a horseback rider. I've been riding for, gosh, I don't know, for years, since I was a little girl. And if I could do one thing, I think I would want to become a professional rider. But you know what? I was showing when I was younger, and I actually had to choose. I had to choose between continuing showing or getting into musical theater, and it was a sad, sad decision, but I had to choose musical theater. But I love them both so much, and I still ride to this day. I actually guide, you know, I actually work for a tour guides out here. At a horse stable, so I am doing that, and I am still riding as much as I can when I have time. But that's my hobby, and I love it. And if there is another thing that I could do besides singing, I would definitely choose that. I love animals. I love being around horses. I love being, you know, I love being in the stables. So that's definitely what I would do. Sounds crazy, but it is.
It's awesome. You know. I love horses too, so I mean, I don't own one, but I mean, I love them. They're just they're great animals.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people are. They're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you ride. It's so scary. Are you ever scared you're gonna get thrown off? No, I'm not. If it happens, it happens.
Not hardly. Yeah. I'm gonna throw a quick scenario at you, real quick. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You're stuck on a desert island, and you can only take three items with you. What are they?
I get three items? Okay. I would pick my guitar. Definitely need that to, you know, keep writing some songs. what's another item I would want? Probably a ring that my mom gave me that is still my grandmother's. I wear it every day. I've never taken it off, have not taken it off since. It's been years, and I think that's just a part of me, you know, so I would definitely, definitely want that with me. And another item, let me see, what else would I take? Probably my cowboy boots. There we go. I cannot live without those. I wear them everywhere. With every outfit, I don't even care if it doesn't match. They're so run down, but they give me character. I like it.
Country girl at heart, aren't you?
What did you say?
Country girl at heart, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Oh, man. Now, I want to talk about is there anything coming up for you, like EP in the works or anything?
Yeah, so I'm actually recording my EP. I'm finishing the whole EP up right now. I have a couple more songs to record, and I have a release date, and that's going to be January 2017. So, you know, really, really pushing that and working that out, and I'm on a very strict deadline for that. So it's been really crazy. It's been busy, but just trying to get that completely done. You know, with all the album artwork and the logos and, and everything like that. You know, I have my whole team. We're all working on it together. So we're all in it together, and that's how it should be, and that's awesome. I love them. They help me so much. I don't know where I would be without them. Doing some shows, too. Doing some shows. I'm working with my band now. You know, we have our whole set list, so we just put everything together. So yeah, we're playing around L.A., and hopefully the goal is to perform at some festivals, you know, some bigger festivals, and CNA Fest. Well, that would be amazing. So we'll see.
That would be cool. I've never asked this question ever. So you're getting it first.
I'm so honored.
You're getting it first here. In your live shows, do you do any covers? And if you do, what's your favorite song to cover?
Yes, I do covers. I definitely think that artists should throw some covers in there. Definitely. I think it all depends on what crowd I'm playing for. I really, really like Last Name by Carrie Underwood. That's one that I'm doing. I'm also doing 80s Mercedes, Aaron Morris, Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi. That's always a good crowd pumper upper. Sweet Child of Mine, I've done that. I absolutely love that song. People go crazy when that song comes on. So my favorite one out of those ones, actually, I think is Sweet Child of Mine. I really like the oldies.
Oh, yeah. As I said before, I'm a big music fan, and not just a current today's music. I'm a fan of of 70s R&B, Motown.
Yeah.
I love Elvis. From pretty much anything from the 60s until now.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't born back then. I mean, I attribute that to having parents that grew up in the 60s and 70s, and they still listen to that music around the house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my mom was, she listens to all the oldies, and she's actually the one who got me into classic rock when I was really young. You know, mm-hmm. we would dance to everything. I would dance around the house when I was a little baby. Bad Company and Guns N' Roses and, you know,
mm-hmm.
all of those. But,
and my
yeah.
Probably my favorite classic rock song is Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Poison. Love that song.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, that's a good one.
I love that song. It's just... It's well-written, and Brett Michaels just kills it.
He's phenomenal. I really like him.
He is, I agree.
Have you heard... I think my favorite is Holy Water by Bad Company. Do you know that song?
I've heard it, I think, yeah.
Okay, that's
definitely
my favorite. I love it.
Yeah. I'll have to look that one up to kind of refresh my memory, but I think I've heard it.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
You know, we've only got about 3.5 minutes left. This interview went fast, didn't it?
Oh, it does. Time flies when you're having fun, you know?
It kind of does. And as I was talking about the live shows earlier, are there any shows coming up for you?
Right now, I don't have anything scheduled. I have some talks about, you know, some venues out here, but I actually just redid my whole set list. So we're working that out, and we added some new songs. So we've been working hard on getting that, you know, putting that together. So as of right now, there is not, but there will be very soon. once this is all done. And,
okay.
Yeah.
And I do want to give you a chance to shout out your social media so people can find you online.
Yeah, of course. I'm on everything. You can find my Twitter is at Alexandria Korn, and my Instagram is Alexandria Korn Music, and my Facebook is Alexandria Korn Music. So you can find me all on that, and then actually, say it again, my new single just went live on Vevo a couple weeks ago, so I'm really, really, really excited about that. So you can search Vevo, and you'll find the music video. I'm on YouTube as well. Just search my name, Alexandria Korn.
All righty.
Awesome.
You know, this has been fun, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, this is so fun.
I was looking forward to this interview. I was looking forward to this ever since we set it up.
I know, so was I. I really could not wait. I know we set it up a little, you know, I think, what was it, maybe 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago? I know, I was
so excited. Something two and a half weeks ago, maybe.
Maybe it was a little while ago, but I'm so thankful that you had me on.
I so enjoy talking to singers. See, the little thing about me is I actually wanted to be a singer, and then I realized my voice not the best in the world.
Wow, you found your other talent.
In 2012, I started the show, and I'll be completely honest with you. The country music industry is like one big family, you know.
Yes. Oh, yes. It really is. And that's what I love about country music. It's so different than any other genre. You know, everyone is, it's so genuine. You know, that's the best way to put it. It's genuine.
Right. They are genuine. And again, I'll tell you this, and this stands always, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you ever need anything from me or my co-host, Aww. I don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Aw, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. It really does. And same for you.
You know,
if you ever need anything, just holler.
If you need promotions, I'm big on Twitter. You'll probably see me out there retweeting a bunch of my singer friends. You'll probably see me out there retweeting it. So if you need anything like that, just don't ever hesitate to reach out, like I said.
Oh, thank you so much. No, that means a lot to me. It really does. I appreciate that.
You know, and I tell all my guests this too. I have so much respect for you and what you do.
Oh, I have respect for what you do. Goes both ways. We need each other to.
I think I'm gonna let you go, but before I do, you've always got an open invitation back to the show anytime.
Oh, thank you. I would love to be back. I had so much fun, and talking to you was great.
I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the extremely talented, super sweet Miss Alexandria Korn. That girl is great. She's just great. anyway, all right, time for announcements. And I've got a pretty big one for you. Next week, one of my dream interviews will be happening next week. We have, are y'all ready for this? The incredibly talented Miss Kaylee Shore. Yes, that Kaylee Shore. That sings about like a girl that has just been blowing up SiriusXM Highway. I so can't wait for that one. Let me see if there's anything else. Oh, and the Kaylee Shore show is also at 4:30 Central. Just FYI. See if we have anything else. Not that I'm aware of. So I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph.